Hello, I'm Matt Presti, cosmologist, musician, and philosopher. Welcome to Knowing the Creator 101. To quickly clarify some points from the last episode on meditation and prayer, several people commented by email about the posture for meditation and prayer. The only posture you should attempt is the one that makes you most comfortable. It matters not the posture, but more the ability to realize your own connection to the source of universal mind. Once you unfold that constant connection within, you achieve waking meditation. This is absolutely possible for all who desire to do so. You can operate from then on with full awareness of the kingdom of heaven within you. This does not require a guru, a priest, or even this video series to do. It requires only your desire within. There is no other outside of yourself who can awaken you. We will now cover the creation process used by the God mind in constructing this holographic, fractal, optical, electric, temporal universe. Creation is an idea of God. Love is the one whole idea. That one is manifested by taking it apart into seemingly separate units of that one idea, which constitutes the whole universe of creating pairs of opposites. Heaven is the still light of mind within man himself. All things in this universe stem from and return to heaven. It is in this proverbial heaven, or white magnetic light, that all life, including man, draws his power to perform work. Knowing this connection is to know of the universality of all life, which gives to one the power to become creative. This allows for one to be able to know through the stillness of the heart, to envision through the heart's eye, the pineal gland, the idea or embryonic, misty, or nebulous concept which has yet to be built. Thinking inwardly toward the universal soul, one may experience the silence and stillness of the prime actuality of the universal God mind, which helps one attain their desires in objective form. Creativity is perhaps the greatest expression of mankind. It is the purposeful action of giving form to your inspired imaginings, which simultaneously uplifts your fellow mankind, just as the Creator gives form to his inspired imaginings, which we call nature. Inspiration is the greatest gift one may give to another. Every inspiring thought which comes to you is a partial illumination. Pay close attention when you become inspired. Every inspiring thought which comes to you is a partial illumination. So pay close attention when you become inspired. Don't waste a moment of it. Write down what you are imagining or have just imagined. The process of creating something doesn't have to happen all at once. It is enough to make a note of your inspired idea and hold on to that thought. You can always revisit that idea and meditate on it more and more until you will then know how to take that idea apart bit by bit through technique. Begin to put it back together in the building of your simulation of thought, which we call a body. Being that that body is in motion, mankind has the ability to imbue that body with his own intelligence, his own spirit. The greater your inspiration, the more translatable that inspiration will be to those who look or listen upon your creation. We are literally freezing our thoughts into matter when we create bodies. Matter is, in reality, frozen knowledge. God's universe of nature is his knowing, frozen into matter. The master playwright of creation makes the one substance of light available for us to then freeze our knowing into form through creating a body to house our knowledge. Without a body, all is just thought. Our mind works by thinking through the brain to make matter obey our command and take form according to our mind conception. All creation follows this process. Even the microscope of the materialist scientist was first conceived by the mind of him who built it into a form, then to dissect form into smaller parts, and conversely, with the telescope, to unite the smaller parts into a greater whole. However, science has not located the omnipresent mind within matter itself, and therefore must assume it does not exist, for which it has limited and chained itself to the senses of the body. A creator need not worry about those who scurry around in the shadows chasing the tails of infinite complexity. For in each human being on earth is all the power to create. All people everywhere have and possess this power to the degree that they desire to express it. The greater your desire to create, the more power you may express in the building of your bodies of art. This also applies to the building of a business, a family, hobbies, relationships, and job performance, etc. There is nothing that cannot benefit from knowing the process of how mind builds bodies. For indeed, this universe is a creating universe, not a created one. In simple steps, let us again take apart the process by which the universal mind and all subsequent mind extensions build the universe of bodies in motion. First, we'll start with idea. We could call it internally derived extended action. Idea cannot be sensed by your human body brain. It must be conceived within your mind. So stop thinking, decentrate. Your mind is all-knowing to the degree of your own illumined ability to conceive through inspiration. There is no limit to the depth of imagination and endless potential of human creativity. All knowledge exists. It can be ours for the asking. The eye of the heart, or the pineal gland, is the third eye. This is your imagination lens. It peers into the one universal mind of which all idea is undivided eternal stillness within the universal equilibrium. From the one omniscient universal mind, you conceive your idea in its nebulous state or embryonic concept. Inspiration is the umbilical cord to the universal mind. To be in spirit or inspired, this is the language of light which all men may access to the degree of their respective desire. When your idea is ready to be born, you must take it apart and prepare the footstool for it to exist. For example, the blank canvas, the blank sheet of paper, the pile of clay, the guitar or piano, gathering the needed materials for construction of your concept. A mind is necessary for the construction of any and all matter. Through your developed and practiced techniques, you then reconstruct the concept into material form. dividing the stillness and silence of the equilibrium of the white magnetic light of mind to bring out your inner conception through outward thinking. The first layer, brushstroke, sentence, cord, shovel of dirt, etc., followed by the next, and so on. Eventually, your completed body stands before you. This process could take minutes or years, depending upon its intensity and scope. And now, refinement. Perhaps you have strengthened your concept since your previous attempt. Many artists and creators will begin again from scratch, or step back and refine a past step. Do so if you feel it needs to be done again. You will know when you are done with your creation. When you are in that ecstatic state of creativity, time does not exist, and you forget your body. The creation process itself is one of immense joy and satisfaction through the giving sequences of thought followed by action. Lastly, give and share your creation with the world when you are ready. Your inspired creation will uplift your fellow man to the degree of your inspiration. This feeling is a treasure unlike any amount of gold one could possess. The reward is deposited into your internal soul. Through your giving as an act of love, you will see the effect of your own creation inspire your fellow man, which simultaneously re-inspires you. This is a cyclical process, just like all of nature and the heavens above. Giving creates re-giving, thus giving is eternally giving again and again. It is a perpetual process. One must ever be aware that de-inspiring your fellow man will de-inspire you in equal measure. When we look out upon the world now, all around us, in the lamestream media, TV, Hollywood, we see plenty of de-inspiration being used to take us back into the blackness of our primal jungle. This is why Walter Russell was commanded to turn thine eyes away from all that is unlovely. In times such as creativity demands, your inspiration should take priority over reading the news, watching TV, or checking your Facebook page. These externalities can wait. They will still be there when you are finished creating. Your inspiration, however, will not. Use it or lose it. This is key to becoming a great creator. This is what is meant by contributing to our joint world cultural uplifting. I doubt if anyone watching this is ignorant of what is taking place in our world today. But those forces for which we find ourselves pitted against use this exact same formula in their attempts to create chaos on this earth. So what this really and truly comes down to is a struggle between the creators of light and the perpetuators of darkness. It is up to you which one you choose to further. There are two directions a human may take. One way helps you, your folk, and your fellow mankind toward the light and ensures liberty and freedom for humanity as a whole through the process we call self-actualization. The other way serves the agenda of dehumanization toward a culture of death and world domination based on sense gratification and willful ignorance of the light within man, his very spirit. If we are to contend with this culture of death, we must do so by meeting it with a culture of life. We get what we multiply as an individual, a family, a community, a nation, and a world. This is universal law. It serves one greatly to be aware of what you contribute through your creations to the sum total of human civilization. Civilization is, after all, the sum total of all human thinking. This concludes this episode of Knowing the Creator 101. I'm Matt Presti. Until next time.